It's time for the emergency break of the week.
The NorthTexasHondaDealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson. Talk radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
I've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so.
Sorry, like a lobotomized moron.
Boy, I did.
Let's get to our three candidates for this week's e-break. And it looks like TC and Norm will be big players this morning. I think we put this one on TC, who seems to be at the ready to jump on the air at any time from that ticker room. But when Norm needed him, he wasn't ready. And, you know, this is a lot like the time when Norm brought Groobs into the show, when Groobs was, I think, working as an intern here, and he was with Norm at his house when he was recouping from surgery, and Norm tried to get Groobs involved in a NASCAR discussion. Y'all remember that? Seems like it wasn't that long ago when we heard
in
that.
In fact, Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year? And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it's just, anyway, he's not a strange
team. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday.
Well, you think that was good chemistry?
That was awful. And here, Norm is just hoping that TC is ready to go to talk about a guy who I think only fantasy baseball players would know. Because TC also plays fantasy baseball along with Norm, and Norm just kills time until TC's ready to go, and TC gives a very Groobs-like answer.
You know, sometimes going to the bargain basement helps. And TC, I want to bring a name up to you, okay? Because TC's in our fantasy league, and we all keep close track of players in our fantasy league. I'm not sure TC has his headset on. He doesn't. Has his mic on. Uh-oh. Mic off, TC. Uh-oh. TC's doing Sudoku. Oh, okay. Come back on because I want to talk. I want to mention this to TC. He's in our fantasy league. Minnesota released yesterday Kevin Jepson. He's been an utter flop in Minnesota this year. When Glenn Perkins got hurt, they gave the closer job to Jepson, and he was awful. But Kevin Jepson's had some moments in his career, TC. Got an idea just on another basis while you pursue this trade and this trade and this trade. Sign Jepson and ask him to go to AAA.
Sure.
And that's all TC had to ask.
Gosh.
All of that for that.
That
was great insight that TC gave.
I don't know, Norm. Sure.
Groobs gave Norm more than TC.
Yeah, at least Groobs said exactly, I think, two words.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean
three words. Yeah, Groobs had a lot more to say than TC.
Three times the amount to say.
All right. Julie was in doing traffic earlier this week, and this is a hard fish to talk about. The caught sock-eyed salmon? Is that the full name of the fish?
I'm still hung up on the
caught
sentence. This is a hard fish to talk about.
You mean C-A-U-G-H-T?
I think it's like freshly caught or something.
Freshly caught.
I don't know. Maybe
okay.
We should just listen to it and see.
All right. Let's see.
it's salmon's turn. Now, through Tuesday, wild-caught sockeye salmon fillets are only $8.99 a pound. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com for all of this week's sales. For Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Wealth and Taste, I'm Julie Mack with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe, traffic.
And we all perked up because we thought she said something else.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Another name for a rooster.
Yeah. Wild caught.
It's also salmon's turn.
Yeah. That's another crazy.
Salmon's turn.
Yeah, one more time just so we can maybe we'll start working that phrase in as much as we can.
It's salmon's turn. Now, through Tuesday, wild caught sockeye salmon fillets are only $8.99 a pound. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com for all of this week's sales. For Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Wealth and Taste, I'm Julie Mack with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe, traffic.
Yeah, she almost fell off the balance beam, but she stayed on there.
Yeah, apparently there was a comma or period between every word there towards the end.
That's a tough one to make it through. Wild caught sockeyed salmon. And it is salmon's turn. And now it's
sure. I believe he's on the line, isn't he? And Dr. Salmon there?
Oh, maybe.
And Dr. Salmon is gone.
Okay.
Yeah, now Dr. Salmon is gone.
Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
He's just reeling off the tragedies that are happening on his show at the moment.
All right, the candidate number three, it's Norm making another one of those weird noises again.
If you then say, do I want Martin Perez to start two playoff games against the same team? That's why the Rangers may well be looking on their radar for a number three starter. Well, that's the crew. Good morning, everybody.
So we're calling this a reboot Norm here.
It's like Transformers Norm. Transformer Norm. He's transforming.
Yeah, not as easy to say as Regonk or Force.
Regonk?
Regonk
Force. You need to add Force at the end of Norm's drop because he has an F sound there at the end.
Okay. Let's hear what that sounds like.
Force.
They're on two different pages. I have to do it really quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, those are your three candidates. TC ignoring Norm, Julie Mack, or Norm. 888-787-1310. It's all vote responsibly, especially if you're talking about a fish. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I think anytime a girl talks about fish, it is the most sexy thing ever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Junes. I had a question for you. You know, with everything that Michael Vick has been going through and being indicted, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do lines.
Sure. Email me.
Gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on FM American?
Yep.
Give me Norm, and you are my mighty men.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
The P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Norm and Jennifer Lozano's magical milk bubbles.
Hmm. All right. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Dr. Salmon.
Well, now he's gone.
I guess it's a Julie vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to have to vote for Norm singing Rock Me Amadeus. That was awesome yesterday. I love that.
He did.
It does sound like it.
It sounds like the break there. And, All right, there's a Norm vote. Jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Just want to know what was going on.
Give me that hot red snapper traffic chick.
All right.
I don't think that was the fish.
He was talking about salmon, sir. Salmon.
Man,
hi.
Manhattan, Giorgio. What's going on, brother?
Not much.
Hey, are we still on to get our taints waxed for your big sex party this weekend?
Yes.
No, we're not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Put me through to infrastructure, man.
Okay.
Who's this?
It's me again. Dr. Pothole, of course.
Oh, arch enemy.
Dr. Pothole. Well, could
You may have gotten the better of me last time, but I've been doing my homework.
Okay.
Is that all you got?
Well, thanks.
Could you vote?
Well, no. I've been reading City Code. And guess what? Your home is a candidate for rezoning.
That all you got?
I could probably think of more.
Okay. Call back again next week. And vote next time. Pothole man. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I vote for Norm.
What?
I think he said Norm in there somewhere. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to vote for Anal Drip George.
Oh my gosh. Come George, you need to get that looked at.
I don't have that.
Stuff an oil rag in
there. I don't have that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordo.
Oh, gosh. What?
Did you ever buy that Airstream?
No, I haven't yet. I need to.
Got one?
No, but I know people who have one.
Well, right. Emailing.
Wow, small world.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, we dumped them. That was not a responsible vote.
No, that's terrible. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Clamshells and salmon have rabies.
I'm insane now.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, George.
Howdy.
Hey, Craig.
Yep.
Hey, Gordo.
What's going on?
Sam. Am I on?
Yes, go.
Sam on turn.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Such a twister.
Somehow
position.
Julie Mack wins for wild-caught sock-eyed salmon.
It's Salmon's turn. Now through Tuesday, wild-caught sock-eyed salmon fillets are only $8.99 a pound. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com for all of this week's sales. For Deep Ellum Brewing Company's welcome.
So sure enough, it is Salmon's turn. The win goes to Julie Mack.
As a member of the CIA once told
Dr. Salmon,
then this is a quote, nothing is ever as it seems.
What a cheap edit that is.
Nothing is ever as it seems.
Is that Julie's first win?
A virgin no longer. Her first win, she ties the violent P1.
Okay. It's Salmon's turn.
I think she's a virgin. She lost that virginity a long time ago.
Dude, inside info, huh? Inside info.
George says her odometer's flipped a few times.
I did not say that.
Mean.
Did not say that.
Talking about the e-brake.